thing for saying that those instructions are already out.
Well, why don't we reinforce them? Because as I say, we may be attacking the queue, but then they may, the reprisal may come on these. We don't want them firing without our knowing about them.
The ones in Turkey are not operational.
Yes, they are.
Oh, they are.
15 of them are on alert right now.
If we take care of that, then Paul, we need a new instruction out.
I'll go back and tell
them. They object to sending a new one out?
They object to sending it out because it to their view, compromises their standing instruction. You know, you reinforce one standing instruction.
Let's have a look at the existing order and see how definite it is. And let's simply say the President directs your attention again to UMTI.
They can send a personal message to the commander saying, want to be sure you fully understand paragraph so and so of your orders.
Surely be done somewhere or the other.
They did come back with another point, and that was NATO's strategic concept requires the immediate execution of EDP in such event.
What's EDP?
The European Defense Plan, which is nuclear war.
Well, that means in order.
Well, that's why we want to get on that, you see. Now that,
right? Well, they said the orders are that nothing can go without the presidential order.
Well, you see, what they don't know in Greece and Turkey, Turkey and Italy, what we know, and therefore they don't realize there is a chance there will be a spot reprisal. And what we got to do is make sure these fellas do know so that they don't fire them off and think the United States is under attack. I don't think we ought to accept the chief's grit on that one, Paul.
Yeah,
right. I understand why they put that to me. These fellas, they think everybody knows as much as we know, and they don't.
They might have had a nuclear war that's already on.
Well, I'm sure that these fellas are thoroughly indoctrinated not to fire any. This is what McNamara and I went over to look into, and they really are indoctrinated.
Well, let's do it
on
again.
I've got your point. We'll do it again.
Send me the documents, and I will show them to a Downing master.
Right? You want to go ahead?
Yes, may I? That therefore, many things may need to be done after the Berlin tension is initiated on the Soviet side that we would not want to make too much noise about now. A quite different thing is the immediate process, which is that we must and will have to find all the ways we can of continuing our regular business on Berlin and of getting it clear to our allies the context in which this Cuban action is a reinforcement of their position rather than an extraordinary
blowback. That's a good point about that, otherwise the credibility on Berlin view of my statement.
Well, there are two points. There's credibility, and there is the fact that if this buildup continues, their fundamental guarantee might be in danger.
Yeah, those are good points. I don't think we've thought enough about them in our communications to these heads of state. Mm-hmm. We ought to remind Atchison of that.
Mm-hmm.
When does he make his thing? He makes
tomorrow.
Let me do.
announce that. And seven, so at least we're not going in the air after the Russians are out.
Yeah, we'd be able to announce maybe 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, now wait a minute, the quicker the better on that.
Yeah.
Because what we don't want to do is have the Russians announce this thing.
Mike's announced the press we request 7 o'clock without getting the answer. I don't think we're going to get it.
We're going to get 7 o'clock. But for that, we're going to, that we requested this time at 7. Have you announced the leadership meeting?
I'm going to announce all that.
Right now. Right now, then. All our contingencies. They're going to announce the missiles for defensive purposes, etc.
Or we don't know what they're going to do. Well, they're certainly going to defend this. It would be great if they announce defending these missiles.
Those attacks they did last night, pointing for the Turkish missiles. Or at least those part of them.
I think if you find that they're going to announce it, what you can do is to put out the statement.
We announce what action we're going to take at the time we announce it in more detail.